from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, police in Egg Harbor say charges have been filed against three adults in connection with a brawl at the annual Veterans Memorial Invitational Street Hockey Tournament. Police have identified the three as a 38-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman from Philly and a 38-year-old man from Maple Shade. None of them were from Egg Harbor. They're charged with assault and disorderly conduct. Representatives from each team say they will accept any disciplinary actions handed down by the American Ball Hockey Alliance. New Jersey plans to build 88,000 affordable homes over the next decade. Matthew Hirsch with the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says that's not enough.
Folks need to work more than two minimum wage jobs full time in order to earn an average two-bedroom rental in New Jersey.
The National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimates the state is short 200,000 affordable homes. A South Jersey man gets prison for robbing two pizza delivery drivers.
Tyreen Walker of Bridgeton was busted in 2019 for robberies involving workers from both Domino's Pizza and Pizza Hut. In each case, he placed an order and then stole money from the victim as they arrived at an abandoned address. The Daily Journal reports it was a third call to one of the earlier targets that led to Walker's arrest. The 34-year-old Walker was sentenced to an aggregate term of 14 years in prison, of which he must serve nearly 12 before becoming eligible for parole. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a new study says a shingles vaccine may protect against dementia. The study published Wednesday in the journal Nature looked at data from over 280,000 older adults in the UK and found those who were vaccinated for shingles were 20% less likely to develop dementia than those who were not vaccinated. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a few days before we dry out? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Over the next 4 days, right through early next week, we'll probably pick up about an inch of total rainfall across New Jersey. It'll come in drips and drops and spits and spurts with pockets of dry weather along the way. Just keep the umbrella handy and the jacket too. Yes, we're in the 70s today. We'll drop into the upper 50s tonight with scattered showers returning overnight too. There is a chance of a strong thunderstorm overnight. Tomorrow, rain showers will continue through midday, then trending drier in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow with highs in the 60s, but Saturday turning cool and dreary. We'll barely make it to 50 degrees with a chance of showers early and late. One more burst of warmth coming on Sunday. We're back in the 70s, dry early on, then scattered rain returns Sunday afternoon to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Princeton, 67. Cherry Hill, 73. Phillipsburg, 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.